ではですね、私の方から、第4四半期
I would like to explain the Q4 summary mostly.
ここは第4四半期のサマリーでございます。
This is the fourth quarter summary. Net sales grew by 9%.
営業利益はマイナス 24%。
Operating profit was minus 24%。 Looking at this, it may not make sense to you. Why is the sales increasing but the profit decreasing? If you go lower at the pre-gap level sales number, this is a 19% growth on a Japanese yen basis, excluding the impact of exchange rate. So the growth rate is very high. 2011,We have started announcing a gap number, and this is the highest growth we have recorded so far since then. And the variable compensation is connected to pre-gap growth rate. And at the top, we have total operating expenses. This is increasing because of the pre-gap increase. Other than that, weaker yen is a factor as well.So variable compensation and the weaker yen are the factors behind these numbers. And as a result, we now have increased net sales, but the reduced operating income. Now looking at the forecast, well, we have the landing for the full year at the top, both for revenue and operating income. In the fourth quarter, we had slight decrease in the operating income, but we are performing better than the forecast overall.
それからですね、地域別でございます。
Moving on to the net sales by region, excluding the exchange rate impact, EMEA is really standing out at two-digit, double-digit growth. As I mentioned before, pre-gap and after accounting procedures, there is a gap. So I would like to look at the growth by region.On a pre-gap basis later. And on the right-hand side, you can see the Latin American situation. As a region, this is already integrated in North America. So on this slide, you can see that we are now disclosing net sales in four regions, not five. I spoke about the impact of exchange rate.Here you can see that this was approximately 2 billion yen impact on the sales due to weaker yen. Now, looking at segment-wise net sales, both consumer and enterprise are growing, and enterprise is growing faster, and this gap is even wider on a pre-gap basis. In 2020,Consumer grew faster and the enterprise sales growth was quite slow. But in 2021, this situation was reversed. I'm sure that Eva will talk about this in her presentation later on. Cloud and the security services, we have been investing in these businesses, and now we're beginning to see the benefit of those investments. With regard to newDisclosure for service business, we are using new metrics. As you can see on this slide, these are the definitions of these new metrics. I have already explained this in the previous quarter, so I'll skip this, but let's look at the result. Active customer count. For subscription, growth is a constant, and for perpetual, it is declining. Perpetual customers are shifting to subscription.And we are actually focusing on the subscription business. We are focused on growing this part of the business. This is the situation with SaaS. And the reason we showed you the slide earlier is that cloud expense is growing. Allow me to explain. How is cloud infrastructure being used?This is how SaaS deployed instance growth. As you can see, there's a very solid growth here. And in some of the following slides, we're disclosing net sales for this as well.
要ないかなと思っています。
So, within this slide, you can really see the revenue that is coming, actually coming from the customer. And we believe that this slide is probably easier for the analyst. So we may do away with the previous slide. So the quarterly ARR, subscription business on an annualized basis is shown here. $550 million, 30%. And this bar chart growth rate, as you can see in 2021, from the fourth quarter, the growth rate has accelerated compared to the previous quarters. And the factor behind this is perpetual licenses. Yes, we have some of those. And the higher growth rate subscription business ratio is increasing, which means that it's driving the enterprise business. And I think you can see the situation on the slide. This is a share by region. It hasn't really changed very much, but the APAC EMEA is showing a slightly higher growth rate and a bigger share as well. This is the pre-GAAP number. Again, without the exchange rate impact, all regions are growing. North America by 6% and EMEA and Europe are growing very fast. And as I mentioned, the consumer and the enterprise breakdown is shown on this slide. Without the exchange rate impact, enterprise has grown 14%, extremely strong growth. There are some big deals, big projects, but also subscription business is growing constantly as well. Pre-GAAP revenue is growing. But why is the sales after the accounting process not growing? As we get closer to the end of December, we received some bigger deals over several years, for example, which means that we have to basically distribute the revenue across that duration. So most of them are not really counted, posted in the fourth quarter. And this is why this is happening, and this slide explains where that revenue went. I will skip this slide and move on to the expenses. The cost, you may think this is going up. There are three major factors. Yellow is headcount, salary and benefits. Pre-GAAP sales, if it grows, then variable compensation component increases. Weaker yen is also a factor, and also cloud as well. SaaS business growth is linked to this.
So for this purple portion, you see the outside services. And one reason for this is in the fourth quarter, compared to 1 year ago, there is a difference. And also here in Japan, there is a difference between the overseas situation. And overseas, there are more and more business trips increasing. So a more normal situation is returning overseas. And we believe that in this area, we will see more growth this year. And as for the on a pre-GAAP basis, we see that 30% last year and 35% this year for pre-GAAP versus total costs. And then, as for headcount, there's a remote work situation, and we have a forecast for this year as well, but we will be recruiting more this year. So this may seem to have a higher growth. As for the net income, you may see that the operating income has gone down, but we have a good situation with net income. And there has been some revised content on this. And looking at the highlights of Q4, we have the highest ever net revenues and net income. Meanwhile, the highest growth of pre-GAAP It's 65 billion, highest growth since we started the disclosures. And also in all regions, we are seeing very healthy growth. As for the low lights, in terms of the costs, we're seeing double-digit growth in people and cloud costs. But we don't think that this is a negative thing. As long as the results are keeping up. As for Japan, in regard to the retail business, still remains weak. In the case of Japan, we are seeing growth in the sales, but otherwise it remains flat. So there has to be more activity in the retail side. And this is the consolidated results. We are seeing this growth in net sales. Skipping this slide and going on to the next one here. We have been looking at the net revenue since 2005. And if we look at this on a constant currency basis, you can see that there was a time when things were flat. And we had not yet started our activities in regard to ATP, but then there has been growth after that. And also, network security and cloud security started with Trend Micro. And so this has led to the growth, and we see similar results in this year as well. As for the dividends, as already mentioned, it's a 27% payout increase on a year-over-year basis. We have been able to increase the net sales, and we believe that for that we have a high payout ratio. As for the compensation for shareholders, if you can see that the net income from 2012 to 2021 is in the from over 80%, and we have had a buyback, and we have the dividend payout for this year. So we have a very high return to shareholders, and we are also carrying out a buyback program of our shares. As for this year, for the forecast assumptions, there will be a presentation by Eva on this, but at any rate, we'll be moving forward with our strategy, and we'll further increase our momentum and so that we can improve our customer reach. And also, when we look at the situation of growth, we will be looking at 5 to 10 year year-over-year growth, and Europe to increase by 20%. As for Asia, there were some major deals in 2021, so whether we will have such a large-scale deal in Asia in 2022, it may be difficult, but we'll see. And also as Art mentioned, as we see improved situation in business travel and so on, costs may increase. And we believe that it will be better than last year. And so, we believe that there will be greater growth and the decrease in net income. We believe that the decrease in net income is due to the absence of the extraordinary income, and then the estimated exchange rate is like this. And this is the projection which we have. We are looking at, once again, double-digit growth for net sales. And you may be wondering why the income is down, because there are opportunities, so we want to move forward with the investment. Now, the investors may be wondering why we would have cash on hand, and so therefore we will be investing our cash. And this is what Habara-san is proud of, but don't believe that there will be hardly any impact because of the new revenue recognition standard. And if you have any questions on this, please ask Mr. Habara. And that's all from my side. Thank you very much.